Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Imaya. How may I help you today?
What is your name, please?
Amaya, M-Y-A.
And what is your title?
I'm one of the supervisors here located on the floor. You was transferred to me. What's your name and address?
Linda White, W-E-I-S-S. My address is 1817 Millgate Road, Louisville, Kentucky, 40223.
I apologize, but you said white like the color?
No, I said white. W-E-I-S-S.
Okay, give me one moment. So it's not pulling up your information. Repeat that zip code for me so make sure I didn't miss a number.
40223.
40223. One moment. Okay, thank you. So I located your information, and one moment while I was loading up the information. One moment. It's still loading up the information. Okay, so I located your account with the Crusader Cookware. Do you remember paying the postage to receive that cookware on the 23rd?
No.
Okay, so they should pay the postage for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store membership. Excuse me. Upon that membership, 48 hours later, it's a recurring billing fee each month. Did you give anybody authorization to place the order?
No.
Okay, so we can go ahead and place. The who?
Go ahead. Say whatever you're going to say.
We can go ahead and place the fraud investigation here on the account. And any falsifying charges will result into a penalty or a fine. But the cancellation and refund has been placed. Is your email your first name dot your last name 3149 at Gmail?
Yes.
Great. Anything else?
So I will get my money back?
That is correct.
That's all I want, and I never want to hear from you again.
Unless you place another order, ma'am.
No, I will not do anything like that. But thank you for letting me know.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Can you tell me what the name of your company is?